Plovdiv, Bulgaria. Kapana Creative District. Historically an important trade and craftsmanship neighborhood in the city of Plovdiv, Kapana was left for a decade in a troublesome zone with decaying buildings. As part of the Plovdiv European Capital of Culture 2019, the neighborhood was revitalized and transformed into a creative district, the first of its kind in Bulgaria, and a playground for creatives. Through open annual calls, starting in 2014, the cultural and creative sector was invited to help create Kapana Creative District. The call invited creatives to negotiate with property owners to set up in neglected or abandoned spaces, with the city covering rent for 1 year. Later calls shifted funding from rent to supporting creative work, so the creative industry could develop in real market conditions. The annual open calls each have a different theme. The first was on setting up the district. The second also had a focus on events. The third on the urban environment, the fourth on French culture, and the fifth on youth culture, circus, and street art. Annual thematic open calls will continue to establish Kapana Creative District as a long-term initiative to foster the creative quarter's development. The future calls will continue to combine artists settling in the Kapana quarter and the realization of events and initiatives in urban environments. In parallel, the municipality has invested in the physical transformation of the neighborhood, with the elimination of major physical barriers, pedestrianization of former car streets and squares, and opening of bars and cafes for civic interaction. The neighborhood has become one of the most magnetic city locations, a center for artists, curators, culture managers, artisans, writers, and musicians, and for people working for it to grow into a recognizable and active urban environment. Kapana had a highly positive impact on the people living and working in the area, and all the visitors, by optimizing the space with pedestrian streets, cultural spots, bars and cafes. The public felt open to participating in the creation of the creative district's vibe from the start. A unique culture with galleries, studios, workshops, bars, cafes and restaurants has developed. Since 2014, 55 cultural activities have been supported, with hundreds of events year-round. In 2017, more than 500 active businesses were mapped in the neighborhood. Through the open call approach, cultural operators acquired new skills and capacities and built relationships with the Plovdiv 2019 Foundation. Gradually, the focus turned to the experience and emotions that Kapana brings, the things that today make Kapana's intriguing mesh of streets a place with its own distinctive spirit and unique atmosphere. Kapana Creative District received the award Guardian of Bulgarian Architectural Heritage in 2019. 4 people at Plovdiv Municipality and 15 people at the Plovdiv 29 Foundation worked for the district in the framework of the European Capital of Culture bid and implementation. Today there is still strong support and partners implementing individual projects, cultural operators, many NGOs from the arts and culture sector, and individual artists and students. Kapana Creative District is a good example of structured collaboration of local governance based on an open-minded, inclusive, contemporary international partnership network, which makes it both locally cohesive and internationally collaborative. From the beginning, partners and supporters based the redevelopment of the neighborhood on public discussions and world cafes with local citizens, businesses, and representatives of local government. They did not shy away from open-for-all polls, even on infrastructural decisions. The most important thing was to build partnerships and involve people through visits and experiences that complement passive with active roles. They managed to create friendly and comfortable spaces for leisure and cultural appreciation. Working together, they have created a good example of a sustainable creative district, directly influenced by the adaptation to its progressive needs. The neighborhood now has its own identity and unique subculture, where public space meets infrastructure, art meets business, and creativity meets economic growth.